This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. Back for another hour of the show, talking about Trump and Twitter and what's happening in the establishment of the new cabinet for the new president. Plus, we'll zig and zag in a couple of different directions. Here is the man, the former general, that Donald Trump would like to see as his defense secretary, nicknamed Mad Dog. The general retired back in 2013. He was with Donald Trump as Donald Trump is doing a thank you tour here and there. And Trump was in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking to the peeps today. And he brought the general with him. Here's what he had to say.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to return to our troops, their families, the civilians of the Department of Defense, because I know how committed they are and devoted they are to the defense of our country, the defense of our Constitution.
Now, General Mattis, for him to get confirmed, they do have to leapfrog a rule, and the rule is that you have to be retired from the military for 7 years. He's only been retired since 2013. Given the makeup of Congress, it really shouldn't be a problem, although they're attaching this to a bill for what that's worth. Will it in any way stymie, I think, this confirmation? It seems very unlikely that that will happen. So Republican leaders have revealed this stopgap, a spending bill. The Republicans tied Trump's defense pick to the funding fight. So that does make it rather intriguing, I would have to say that, you know, so this is the deal. Okay, Mattis, he's retired. He hasn't been out of uniform for the 7 years. So now I want him to leave the department. What's it going to take for that to happen? And Paul Ryan has had many, many conversations with Donald Trump. There's no question about that. So they want to try to expedite the nomination of the Pentagon, Trump's Pentagon chief's, you know, pick, and he would be the defense secretary. And I think that this happens. I can't imagine it won't, but the move does set up a fight with Democrats who warned not to link Trump's pick to the funding bill. In fact, Congresswoman Nita Lowey, the top Dem on the House Appropriations Committee, said that she was concerned about the provision, saying that civilian leadership of the military is a bedrock principle of our democracy that can't be eroded in any way. Then you had Dick Durbin, a longtime Democratic senator from Illinois, who told reporters that many in the party are on the same page. He said, I wouldn't say it's universal, but I'll tell you, a strong majority of Democrats think it's a big, big mistake. Democratic Senators Tim Kaine, Chris Murphy, as well as House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, pretty much signaled that they oppose this language in the CR. And saying that because of the time, it violates a lot of tenets by having Mattis there. So they could have delayed the fight over the change requiring military officials to be out of uniform for 7 years until Trump formally nominated him when he takes office next month. But the Democrats could have used the Senate rules to eat up floor time and potentially kill the nomination. But anyway, that didn't happen. So what has to happen, though, is you still have to have the 60 votes. You still have to have the 60 votes for that to happen. And you got top Republicans like Senator John Cornyn from Texas and Senator John McCain, who slammed the Democrats for slowing the process. So there's going to be a big, it's going to be like a big little fight, I think, over this one. I believe we have Trump talking about him here.
General Mattis is the living embodiment of the Marine Corps motto, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And the American people are fortunate that a man of this character and integrity will now be the civilian leader atop the Department of Defense.
All right, so there you go. Under the guidelines in the CR, the Armed Services Committee would have 5 days to take up legislation lowering the retirement requirements, and debate on the Senate floor would be limited to no more than 10 hours. So there will be, for sure, more on this story, I can tell you that. Let's go to Grim right here at the top. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Kate.
You always say that. That's good.
Well, you have to in this world, period.
You do.
Well, Obama, he said he had a pen and a phone, and I think those little things they use on these newer smartphones, they call them a stylus, don't they? So,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
So Trump has a stylus and a Twitter account. Obama, you know, he's been behind the times.
That's funny.
I also heard a couple other things. I heard Christmas trees up on the East Coast are going for $1,000 because of the drought and the lack of trees.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy. That's got to be exaggerated.
No, it comes from a pretty good, reliable source. I think Kimball was saying it tonight, if I remember right.
Wow.
But I also heard something else that, your smartphones and what? These LED screens and the smartphones. That you can also get what they call a blue contrast disease, you know, where it can cause you to go kind of blind.
Uh-huh.
What about these new headsets? Boy, you got them right up on your eyes now. Not only can you go blind, but you can get that radiation from the lithium batteries.
Boy, no kidding.
Oh, boy, I tell you, we're just going to go the way of the dodo bird, aren't we?
So it seems, huh?
But ain't got to worry too much about our own government killing us. We're going to kill ourselves with all this mess. I'm just joking there. It is kind of funny. But you know, to speak of, too, another thing I heard, because you're, you know, stay on contact with what you're talking about, the DOD appointee. I also heard today, and everybody's got to understand, this is underneath Obama's regime, that they're investigating a lot of fraudulent use of funds, like about $150 billion or something like that.
Really?
I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught a brief news bite on that. I can't remember exactly where. Like I say, sometimes I got three or four things going at once and listening to it.
Yeah.
You know,
you news hound you.
Well, it's kind of like you get tired of getting concentrated on one thing, so it's like, puts you to sleep, that quiet noise or whatever they call it.
It is. That's why radio will never die, my friends. Grim, we got to fly. Don't forget, call back in at the tail end of the show for Nail the Score. See you in a few. We're diving into that mailbag.
Alright guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A second on America Tonight. Don't forget, coming up at the tail end of the show, yeah, we're talking about numbers again, but the numbers we're talking about are the numbers you create, because our computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL, and then you call up and tell us who you think's going to win, what side, and what the final score is going to be. Sound like a great deal? Here's the deal. If you take the minute or two to call up and jump in line, and you jump on the air, or you send it to me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet at americatonight.net. Click on contact and boom, you're in. Then there is more possibilities. You will win, win, win. Nothing like winning right before the holidays. So maybe somebody's going to win. I can hardly believe we are at the tail end of the year, but yes, we are here. And on that note, let's dive into the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Megan. Kate, I have to say I like the speed with which the president-elect is moving. Now, does it do him any good? Will we really see some big changes ahead that are going to help the middle class and the people who have even less than the so-called middle class? I say we wait and see what happens. However, it kind of looks good. It looks at least as though there is serious momentum. I mean, if you surround yourself with people who get things done, then perhaps things get done. You know, somebody told me I'm the incoming president. I'm the president-elect of an association, a big association in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And somebody told me, It's when you're the president, it's about your board. So it's about how they serve the membership, and that's where your leadership comes in. And I say this all the time about the presidency. I think it's so much about who it is that represents. Who are the cabinet members? Who are in positions to make things happen? How smart are they? How quick are they? How much do they listen to the electorate? How much do they know as far as what people really consider to be desirous, and what research have they done to back that up? So the people's needs and the wants and what is really realistic, matching all of that, and you got a winning combination. Let's see if we have a winning combination. I really believe so much of that comes from the people you surround yourself with. So who is he surrounding himself with? That's the key thing, you know, to pay attention to. Let's move on to this from Malcolm, who says, Kate, I don't know if you were paying attention to this, and perhaps you were. I'm sure you're always a step ahead of the game. But looking at Obamacare, what kind of crazy chaos is this going to create with the idea that we're going to get rid of Obamacare and dismantle and repeal what's already in place? Well, first of all, here's it's been disastrous. I've already said on this air what's happened to me personally and people certainly that I know. I talked about a job that I had that a speaking job that was canceled because of the price of Obamacare shooting up for this company, and I know other people that have certainly dealt with far worse. But dismantling, repealing, and replacing it there's absolutely going to be some delays in it because they can't completely wreak havoc with the insurance market right off the bat. So there's no way to do that quickly. On the positive side, it would take months if something was already there that you could put in place, but most likely it will take a couple years because insurers don't have time to wait around and see what's going to be proposed. They have to submit the filing, you know, the initial rate filings to the state regulators in May, and then they have to have the signed contracts. So you have a crazy situation. You have carriers that are going to go nuts. They'll either pull out or dramatically raise rates again. And so there's an instability factor. It's already unstable, but it's an even worse situation. I mean, the number of insurers on the exchanges dropped by 25% for 2017. Premium skyrocketed 22%. And that's no joke, and that's ridiculous. People cannot afford health care. So much for affordable health care. I've said this before. We were on the Hill constantly 5 years in a row. And this is a question we asked right in the very beginning. Okay, so great. You wanted to have something passed, and it got passed, and all of us were furious and wanted something to be passed and everything else. But okay, we're going to pick it apart and make it better. It never got picked apart and got made better. It was made worse because the federal exchanges, you didn't have enough people signed up for it. Five states will have only one insurer in 2017. Can you believe it? 20% of enrollees will only have one insurer to choose from next year. That's it. So I'm thinking we're just going to see competition. Erase the state lines. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. So, as like a friend of mine said, stay healthy. If you're having trouble with your weight, start walking. Whatever it is, just get in the best shape that you can possibly get in. Do I think that this can be fixed? I do, but it's going to take a lot of work for it to get fixed. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just not possible for it to happen that quickly. It's not possible. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Joey Kate, I've listened to you for a while, and I know you've talked about sinkholes before. I don't know if you saw this or not, about San Antonio, the cop that died after a sinkhole opened up. You know what? It's wild that you say that. Somebody sent me a picture of it, and it's the saddest story. It was a sheriff's deputy, and her car fell into the sinkhole while she was on her way to work. What are the odds of that? I mean, the sinkhole phenomenon is frightening, isn't it? Where these sinkholes are happening. It's not just Florida. It's not just certain areas. Although, visiting an aunt who lives in Florida, and this was just a couple years ago. It was just last year. And she lives in a place called Winter Haven, and right down the street from where she would just go and shop, there was a giant fence. It was all fenced off. And she took me to it. It was a giant sinkhole. She said, oh, everyone's talking about it. And I couldn't believe it. I said, this is lucky that nobody in this parking lot, one, was driving and had it go under, or that someone was just parked out there and it went under. And in this case, she was just driving and they couldn't do anything to save her. She went into the sinkhole. And we've heard and seen horrific stories like this. It's very, very sad. Very sad. And they're trying to figure out ways, what's beneath the earth, you know, in some areas, but you can't, no matter what kind of a grid you have, you know, were they expecting that in San Antonio? And the answer was I saw the report, and they said no, weren't expecting that, you know, whatsoever. This one is from Tom. Kate, I've heard you talk about the money situation with colleges and the student debt and how crazy and out of control it is. And, you know, now what's happened to students where in some cases they can barely afford to eat. And I was just reading a story and I thought you'd be aware of it, that there are college and university food banks that are now quadrupling. I'm right there on college campuses. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Not when I was in school, I never heard of it, but you're right. They do have those where they've got this, they have people that are hungry. They have a population on campus where they're pouring all their money into their tuition. And it's like Montclair State University, not too far from where I grew up. They've got a food pantry and it's at the student center. They say the hunger problem is terrible. So they opened this up on that campus because they kept hearing from students who said they didn't have enough money for food. Boy, that's pretty telling, isn't it?
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
They do not speak for over a billion Muslims around the world. And they do not speak for American Muslims, including many who wear the uniform of the United States of America's military. If we stigmatize good patriotic Muslims, that just feeds the terrorist narrative. It fuels the same false grievances that they use to motivate people to kill. We act like this is a war between the United States and Islam. We're not just going to lose more Americans to terrorist attacks. But we'll also lose sight of the very principles we claim to defend.
MacDill Air Force Base, that was President Obama, his address. Wrapping it up as here we are into December, turning over the reins of power to President-elect Donald Trump. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Don't forget, Nail the Score is coming up at the tail end of this hour, so our next segment will dive into it. And, you know, so as you can hear there, Obama talking about be careful who you condemn by not separating it out, basically, is what he's saying. And I don't know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the president-elect because of some of what was said on the campaign trail. And, of course, we know the conversation about illegals coming into the country and Muslims immigrating into the country and what does that mean. And there are no hard policies at this point. Of course there aren't, because this is a president-elect and there is Congress in between, and It really is just a question mark. Here's what was said on the trail. Here's what actually happens. Here's what's being debated. And this is the process. But I think there is a need for speed with Donald Trump. And it seems like he is moving really fast. that could bode well for what's going to work and what doesn't work and what gets booted and what gets refined and comes back again and is voted on and whatnot. I like that idea of, I do like the idea of speed. In any debates and whatever, here we are, here's the research. I think that there is this tendency, and I understand that so much of what we're talking about, or what affects us that comes out with regulations out of Washington, should be debated. But I think there is this paralysis, and I know many of you agree, in Washington. That's why we saw what we saw with that election, that we really have that perception that not much is getting done. And then when you see the bills that are passed and the conversations of what could have been taken up and wasn't taken up, it's like, what? Where is the playbook? Where's the playbook on the Hill? And so I think this playbook is going to be ripped in half, frankly. Certainly is looking that way anyway. And we're getting closer and closer to the big switch. And what is that big switch? You know, what is the big switch going to look like? Hey, by the way, this is kind of a quick hits segment. What's buzzworthy? So I'm going to veer off of the trail for a second. I call it the trail out of the White House and the trail into the White House. And I just happened to see this in the Washington Post, that they did a story on where were older Americans the happiest and where were they the least happiest. Gallup, of course, who does these things, does a ranking, found that the people who seemed to be the happiest, who were people who were 55 and older that were doing pretty well, that they were living in Hawaii. Well, they better have some money if they're living in Hawaii. The states with the happiest, highest levels of well-being among older people. You ready for this? Hawaii, Arizona, New Hampshire. You're listening to us in New Hampshire. North Dakota and Colorado. Lowest levels? Dun-da-da-da. You're listening here, too. West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Ohio, and Indiana. Well, some of that is going to be weather-related, of course. Why Arizona? Weather-related, although it can get hot as Hades there. Lifestyle-related, that kind of thing. What's interesting is the high and low rankings. Like New Hampshire is third, where people say that's where it's a great place to live when you're older. But then you look, okay, what's bordering New Hampshire? Vermont is 45th. So Vermont is a stinky. It's not where, like, older people want to live, but New Hampshire's good. Some of that has to do with, I think, what's available to the people there. So obviously there's something about New Hampshire that's a little bit better than Vermont for older people. And it's like Arizona and New Mexico. I spent time this past summer in both places. Arizona second. New Mexico is 28. So they say chronic conditions, high rates of obesity, blah, blah, blah. All that falls into it. And Colorado, I get Colorado, too. I mean, because you're in the mountains. It's pretty. It's, you know, there's that whole nature thing. And plus, probably in some areas, it's affordable. I think so much of it is affordability. And then, what about your family? Are you close to family? I think that can make a huge difference. They didn't really put that as one of the factors. Okay, this also would be buzzworthy. We move from, geez, where do you want to live when you're older? To this one, Patton the Golden Doodle. Do you know who Patton is? Patton, they say, is the Trump dog. The Trump family, they say, doesn't own any animals. So unless that changes, when Trump moves into the White House, he'll be the first president, ready for this, in 150 years who doesn't have a pet. But there is this prominent philanthropist in Palm Beach, Florida, who advocates for veterans and animal causes, and she's in possession of this 9-week-old golden retriever and poodle mix that they say will become the first dog. She says she notified Trump, who she's known for 2 decades, about the golden doodle, showed him a photo of it, of the pooch, at Trump's Thanksgiving event at Mar-a-Lago, their home. He said, go over there, show it to Barron. She showed the 10-year-old son of Donald Trump, and he said he's going to fall in love with him. He's going to want him. A big smile came over his face. They say that no decisions have been made, but there's probably a good chance the Trumps are going to take the puppy. She named the puppy after General Patton. So, I don't know, Patton the golden doodle, it seems to fit. So the golden doodle may, through osmosis in this person that he knows, become the first dog since they don't have one. All right, how about this? Apple is blaming external physical damage for causing a handful of iPhones to explode or catch fire in China. And they say there is no hazard here. This is right on the heels of Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 being a complete fiasco. So now there's this chance of your phone exploding. They've analyzed the units, they say, and they clearly show that external physical damage happened to them, which led to what they call the thermal event. And the company denied being slow to respond to doing something about it, to figuring out what happened with the phones. Apple last month offered to change iPhone 6's batteries, saying that would make a big difference if they did that. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. You can't even get a phone and not worry about the phone exploding. I mean, Samsung, with their, between their washers and dryers and their phones? I mean, really? You know? A phone is no longer just a phone. It's a way of life. And sometimes people are on the phone so much, I don't know, maybe they get overheated. Right? And then you have these battery situations. But I think I'd be pretty freaked out if I had to deal with my phone catching on fire. All right, this also is buzzworthy. Hundreds of Texas A&M students protested the white nationalist leader's speech. A speech by Richard Spencer on the campus drew hundreds of protesters on Tuesday night. Some students at the Memorial Student Center silently held placards while others were chanting, "Ho, ho, hey, hey, Richard Spencer has to go away." I mean, and I looked at the crowds. They looked pretty good, like pretty big. And police didn't get involved in it. They were just there watching it unfold. There were a few little tense moments, but overall, not bad. Spencer took questions that came from supporters and students who challenged his views and historical research. About 400 people were in the room where he was speaking. And it's pretty interesting. So thousands of students heard speeches from the school's president, faculty, student leaders, and as well as Holocaust survivors and performances from student groups. And they held an impromptu yell practice, which is a staple of their pep rallies during the college football season. So that was just a short walk away from where he was. The school was having this Aggies United event at the football stadium. And it sounds as though more people were in attendance at the other event than where he was. And it did cause controversy, though. No controversy here when it comes to Nail the Score. That's coming up next. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283.
Valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Secretly, I think that our own Nathan Reeder, that this is his favorite segment of all the segments on America Tonight, is Nail the Score. I know many of you love Nail the Score because you're just... you want to nail the score. Somebody wants to hear somebody nailing the score and the excitement having someone scream out, I nailed it! It's not quite like winning $1 million in the lottery, but hey, it's something, right? To win. Just to win. Who doesn't like to win? Come on. Even when you go to, you know, the Kiwanis Club and they're just pulling names out of a hat. They're pulling those little tickets, you know, the little tickets they give out. And they have prizes, and you might be the person who wins the prize. I've seen people run up and just, I mean, jump up and run to the front of the room. And they're getting, like, some kind of gift basket. So imagine, with 3 million people listening, if you nail the score. That'd be pretty cool. And that's why we started doing Nail the Score. So, Nathan, without further ado, let the computer rip. And of course, it is the Sunday night game. And what is the Sunday night game, week 14 in the NFL? It'd be the Dallas Cowboys looking for their 12th win on the road in New York against the Giants. Big matchup because the Cowboys have clinched a spot in the playoffs. But if the Giants win, that's their ninth win of the season, and they still could possibly get into the playoffs. So they don't want to lose one to the Cowboys for that being one of the reasons. And plus, home field is certainly at stake, and that's what the Cowboys want to see. But having all that out there, Dallas is favored on the road by 3 over the Giants. So it's Eli Manning, the signal caller for New York, and of course Dak Prescott, who's setting the world on fire. One of the Dallas Cowboys power rankings wise come in at number 1. No longer a shock to many people, but it's the Giants defense against Ezekiel Elliott running the ball for Dallas and Dak Prescott throwing the ball and, of course, a plethora of targets. Should be an interesting game, that's for sure. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Let's take a couple here. Let's go to Everett, who lined up early. He was, you know what, he's like the guy when you go to Southwest Airlines that gets that first pass. He's the first guy on the plane. The rest of us are lined up with our stupid little cards, and we're back in the, like, 50s or 60s, but for when they're calling you in. But Everett, he's there first. So he gets the great overhead space, and he gets his chance at nailing the score, meaning nobody can take his score away. So whatever score he throws out there, he owns that score. Hey, Everett.
I'd say Cowboys 30, Giants 27.
Ooh, so you like a high-scoring game. I tend to agree with you. I think this has the defenses on either side aren't great, so we could see a high-scoring game. All right, Everett, you own that score. Thank you. Thanks for hanging on so long, too. He says Dallas 30, the G-Men 27. Pete, out of the bunker in Texas. Hey, Pete.
Or I am the pilot.
Love it.
32-30 Dallas.
32-30 Dallas. All right, that's even closer, Pete. That, you know, boy, that'd be edge of your seat game. Certainly could shape up to be that. Those Sunday night games, we've seen some really crazy ones. Let's see. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, Kate. I wonder. Well, Nate kind of sounds like he's got a cold or something, but I hope he gets feeling better.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, well, you know, at least you're doing it tonight instead of tomorrow night because he might have to have a dog and a sled to get into the work.
I know. So that's why you had to do it. We have to do it.
But, I'm going to be totally opposite. I'm going to say New York Giants 24, Dallas 21.
So you say Giants, the G-Men win it.
Yeah, they're going up there, and there's going to be a drastic weather change.
Could be. You know what? It could be because Dak Prescott hasn't really played in that at all. It's certainly not with the Dallas Cowboys. So 24-21. Wow. Grim, I like the way you're thinking. Thanks for the call. Plus, you're on the opposite end of it. Why not? You know, there's always some sort of upset anyway. When somebody's cruising along, they get thrown a curveball. Maybe this is a little bit of a curveball. Well, that's a close game. Dan in Texas.
Hello, baby. Got some wonderful cornbread here I'm munching on.
Yum.
Plum Larrapin.
Mm. I love when you say Plum Larrapin. I love that.
You betcha. I'm just a country boy. 34-24 Dallas. Dallas is going to take it.
All right, by 10 points. So 34-24 Dallas. Thanks, Dan. I know you're all going to be watching this on Sunday, that's for sure. Nathan, who couldn't be a bigger football fan. Hey, Nathan, what do you think is going to happen?
Woo, football, woo! I am going to paint myself up. I'm going to get so drunk. I'm going to have such a bunch of Cheetos.
Cheetos. Yeah.
You know, I'll go with the Giants. Let's do a... Yes. Did you like that? I'll do 34-28 Giants. Yeah.
Wow.
Giants. Cowboys.
Ooh, fighting words for everybody listening to us in the great state of Texas. Oh, Nathan destroying his reputation. All right. I like that. I love the excitement in his voice over that. Woohoo, football. He's a music dude. When you're a music dude, you're usually not necessarily a football dude. You can be, but lots of times that's not the case. I'm just going to say that. So, for me, I'm so hard-pressed to go against the Cowboys. You know, that's the thing. I just don't see the Cowboys losing to the Giants. But the Cowboys' defense is so suspect, and somebody is going to really exploit this defense. They've tried, and the Cowboys have come back. But whenever it's shaky, that's usually what we're talking about. Sunday night game. Game forecast, as has been mentioned. I was looking at the weather today on that. I'm going to say Dallas is favored by 3. I'm going to say that Dallas does win it, but it's a close one. It's a nail biter. I think that the final score is going to be 27-23 Dallas. And I'm like unsure of that, just because if there is a team that could probably get them, it would be if Odell Beckham has a big game and Rashad Jennings runs all over the place. But that's if. And of course, you know, what I like about the Cowboys is that when you listen to the interviews afterwards and whatnot, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Dez Bryant or Zeke Elliott or Dak or whoever, they keep talking about this whole team thing. They don't care if they have these great stats. It's still all about the team. So there's something about having that mentality of great if they have individual accolades, but when you really believe that they're sold on the team and it's a team effort and they're trying to help out their teammate, I think that especially in professional sports and especially in football where you're getting smashed in the face on every other play, when you're out of gas and you're the defense and then you have to hurry up and get back on the field sometimes too many times, too quickly, whatever it might be, or if there's a interception or some kind of fumble, you know, a turnover, and then you got to just shake it off and go back in. It's like the Cowboys are totally supportive of each other. So that's the big X factor. I know a bunch of people are emailing me right now as I'm looking at the email, and I'll make sure that I get all of those recorded. Don't worry, if you sent me an email with your guests, you are in this thing. So good luck to everybody this Sunday. Pay attention. Cowboys and the Giants. I hope someone nails a score.
I went down to the football game. Went down to the football game. Well, I walk, but it's really a shame. I saw you.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.